Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. The Oneida County Planning and Development Committee Wednesday denied Marshfield Clinic's request for a permit to build a 12-bed hospital next to its Minocqua Clinic. The 3-2 vote means Marshfield Clinic will have to appeal the decision to Oneida County's Board of Adjustment within 30 days. Ministry Healthcare fought Marshfield's bid for a second hospital in the Lakeland area. A meeting next Monday in Rhinelander could have an impact on future recreation in the Northwoods. The DNR is hosting the meeting to get feedback about outdoor recreation for a recreation opportunities analysis they are doing. DNR Recreation Specialist Cameron Bump says the analysis is examining existing outdoor-based recreation opportunities. Bump says they held an initial set of meetings in March and have put together a draft document for the public to provide input.
I think the big takeaway in our process so far is that the Northwoods region is a fantastic place for outdoor recreation. And I don't think anybody in the Northwoods region would disagree with that. There's so many opportunities. There's so much public land to be able to go into. And, you know, the big takeaway is just that there's lots of opportunities. But there's also opportunities for more things that could take place.
Bump says the study identifies future opportunities for providing high-quality recreation experiences and the DNR's role in providing those opportunities. The Northwoods region in the study includes Oneida, Vilas, Forest, Florence, Iron, Langlade, Lincoln, Price, and Taylor counties. The open house-style meeting is set for next Monday, June 19th, from 4 to 7 at Hodag Banquet Center on Pueblo Drive in Rhinelander. Bump says go to the DNR website and put ROA in the search box, and a link to that is listed on our webpage at wxpr.org. Flooding and construction are affecting Northwoods roads. U.S. Highway 8 in Forest County is having traffic rerouted because of culvert failure. Floodwaters damaged the road Monday night, prompting officials to close a portion of the road between Leona and Armstrong Creek. Traffic is being sent to Cavour. The Oneida County Highway Department is alerting the public to road construction that will affect use of the County J shortcut next week. The road will be under construction June 20th through the 22nd. Officials say the road will be open to through traffic, but motorists should expect delays. Officials ask the public to use an alternate route if possible. And the Midwest Renewable Energy Association is hosting its 28th annual energy fair this weekend in Custer, east of Stevens Point. Promoters say it's the longest-running event of its kind in the nation. More than 13,000 persons come to learn about clean energy and sustainability and take action towards a sustainable future. There are 200 workshops, more than 200 exhibitors. Among the many speakers is J.B. Straubel, co-founder of Tesla. Spokesperson Allison Lindquist outlines the purpose of the fair.
Our main focus is renewable energy. We also really emphasize efficiency, conservation, and sustainability. So those are strong pieces as well.
Lindquist says while the fair's main thrust is alternative energy, another key component is sustainability.
The costs have really come down in the recent years, so renewable energy is getting more and more accessible for people, and there's different options out there like community solar options, green building. So if you're doing a remodel project, you can learn about how to make sustainable choices. Or we have a lot of gardening and sustainable living workshops as well. So seed saving, learning about mushrooms and bees and all those sorts of topics.
Lindquist says there is also live music and food for the entire family. Lindquist says new this year is a second energy fair in St. Paul, Minnesota, September 9th through the 10th. Tickets and event information at theenergyfair.org, and we have a link for that listed on our webpage at wxpr.org. And your forecast for tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, lows around 61 degrees. Thursday, sunny with highs near 83. That's your news for this Wednesday evening. Your next local news coming during the 6 o'clock hour of Morning Edition tomorrow morning here on Local Public Radio. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.